recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, is Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now, here is Larry.
Yeah, we are back. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
This is a very special program for Thanksgiving Day, and we've got a very special, special guest. And you can quit making that face at any time. Okay.
I'm sorry.
This is James Kal-El Dillon, the greatest grandson in the whole world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the man. I'm the myth, the legend.
He's very humble, though, Randy.
I can tell. He gets that from you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
It dribbles right down.
But right now, you are witnessing greatness.
Yeah, we've got matching t-shirts. Yeah. You are witnessing greatness, matching t-shirts,
but
just
I have more greatness. Just gonna drop that down right there.
Oh, okay.
I have more greatness.
Okay. All right.
Sure, you might be wise.
Now
but
you're
silly.
Now you're throwing me under the bus like you did last night at dinner.
Yeah.
I give the server one of my cards and said, "Hey, do you ever listen to podcast or YouTube?" Uh-huh. Oh yeah, yeah. So I give her my card and he goes, "Here, I've got more followers than he does. Here's my card, okay?" I said, "Wow, James, you don't have to trash talk me in order to make yourself look good."
Well, I've been doing YouTube for 2 years. Yes, I'm a YouTuber. Hanging with James, by the way. Totally subscribe. Yeah. Because we have special equipment here. We use something that's called a phone.
An iPhone, and that's all, huh?
Mind blown.
Well, that's because you didn't have a producer like Randy. When I finally said yes, he ran out and bought all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then took this room and turned it into a studio.
What's sad, is you spent thousands of dollars, you say, on your pilot episode.
Yeah.
We use the phone and we only already have more followers.
Well, give me some time. We're only at this thing for like 2 months. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you some slack there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about your YouTube channel. It's Hanging with James.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you want people to do?
Subscribe and like.
All right.
And unsubscribe to Larry's Rant, Raves, and Reviews.
Oh, no, no, no. No way, man.
I got jokes.
Yeah, you got jokes. Well, we'll edit him out, okay?
Okay, we'll edit
that. You got to remember, he has the edit button. He does all of that.
Okay.
So.
Oh, sugar
All right,
plums.
So what do you do on your YouTube channel?
We do gaming challenges, stuff, fun stuff, pleasing stuff.
I don't know that it's all fun stuff because Pawpaw gets drawn into a lot of and I have to eat a bunch of junk that I don't like. Sour stuff, hot stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
but you don't really care about the sour stuff. You mostly care about the opposite. You don't care about the spicy stuff, but you do care about the sour stuff.
Well, remember the one that we did at Bobby's at the restaurant, and you talked a couple of our girls into it.
Oh yeah,
and you gave us this hotter than blazes sucker.
Yes,
and thank God I broke just a little piece off of it. Mm-hmm. And put it in my mouth, and I think I had blisters for weeks afterwards.
Yeah, you should totally check out that video too because it's awesome. If you want to see Pawpaw in pain, please watch that video.
And it was definitely awesome because I was in it.
Anyways, it's not my fault. You commit to doing it.
Isn't it true though that when Pawpaw's on, you get more likes and subscribers than without me?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of the star of the show.
Dude, that breaks my heart.
Well, break it, man. If you're going to trash talk me, I'm going to trash talk you. And you know that. Yeah, right in the heart, baby. Right in the heart. Okay.
Well,
okay,
that just hurt me physically.
Yeah, well, So you do all of that, and you talk about different games that you play and different stuff like that.
Pretty
and
much.
You different master the different levels and that kind of a thing.
Yeah, so, sort of.
Yeah. Okay.
We do all bosses, which is fun. It's very hard sometimes, but we manage to do it.
And being the Pokemon card collector that you are, do you ever talk about those?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Grandma and Papa, we bought you some kind of a subscription to where you got a box from a different country every every month, right?
Yeah, the Yum Boxes.
The Yum Boxes.
Sadly, we haven't been posting a lot of that, and if we do, it's like a year back.
Yeah.
Because my lousy editor, Dad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, throwing him under the bus. So if you're watching this, Dad, you're welcome.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say.
You know, we're going to be watching this Thanksgiving Day.
Uh-huh.
And your poor dad is going to sit there with a turkey leg in one hand and a handkerchief in the other because he's going to be crying.
No, he's going to have meat. Oh. Specifically meat.
Meat sweats?
Yeah, meat sweats. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, enough of that. So everybody subscribe and like James's YouTube channel. He's a pretty good guy there. And I think you'll tell all your kids and your grandkids, go out there and like it. And he's acting stupid right now like he does on his channel. So
like you?
So I understand. No, I don't act stupid. You know, I'm real serious here,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. Well, no, never mind.
Okay, you're not going to jump into that?
No.
Okay, we'll have your grandson on real soon.
I won't touch that one.
Special guest.
Okay. So I understand that you have a rant, being on Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, Randy said here a while back, we needed the fourth R. What was that, Randy?
It was rumors.
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 Yeah, he wants to change the name to Larry's Rants, Raves, Reviews, and Rumors.
Honestly, okay? I personally agree.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Give him a high five. Don't leave him hanging there.
I didn't know.
Okay. So you came today all the way from Dallas, Texas to Little Rock, Arkansas, and you've got some kind of a rant.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want the rant about?
Well, first of all, your channel talks about a lot of political stuff.
Okay.
Well, today we're going to be talking about teachers and slash substitutes. Mostly substitutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your rant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Lovely rant.
Okay. Well, have at it, buddy.
All righty.
The air's all yours.
So we're going to first talk about the subs, and then we're going to work our way up to actual teachers.
Okay.
So let's start off with Snack Sub. That's her nickname, because this is all about snacks in this story. Happens to be snacks. So,
because your mom is sitting in the studio audience here and won't allow you to use real names, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, sometimes, but it has to be past teachers. I don't know why.
Well, let's give them all nicknames. Okay. It'll be nicer.
So should we just call her Mrs. Meanie? That sounds like a good teacher
name. Well, Snack Stub was okay, but go ahead.
All right. So Mrs. Snacks, we are in the classroom. I had more writing support at that time. And they would pull me out and put me back in, and then I'll have my snack a little bit later than other kids. So the teacher that I had, Miss Baum, we'll be talking about her later. I went to go to, let's call her Miss Ballard, her real name, and she's really kind, and we're working on our writing. So I come back, and I'm like, okay, Mrs. Snacks, I'm going to get my snack. Wait, that sounds weird, but whatever. Mrs. Snacks said, oh, no, you can't have your snack. I'm like, but why? Why? Because I was a but why kid. That's my style. And still is, quote. And she was like, well, because it's too late for snacks.
Oh.
And I'm like, excuse me?
So let me get this story straight. So you were in class and you went out for a writing tutor, lesson,
mm-hmm.
writing lesson, and then you came back to the regular class. Your substitute teacher wouldn't let you have the snack.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
And I'm like, I need my snack. My belly needs snack.
Right.
And she was like, no, your snack's too late. Go ahead and sit with the other kids.
Okay.
So my stomach is growling because our schedule in first grade, and the only grade, has two snacks. One snack is the first part of the day, then lunch, and then the other snack. I didn't have the first snack, which means I only have lunch and the other snack, and the other snack is like at 2:30, and lunch is at like 12.
A man cannot survive without both snacks.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm telling
you. Right.
And
It's a good thing we got him on the air, Randy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think I ever got snacks. Well, they didn't let us have snacks. They just had us to have lunch. They would barely let us have lunch.
Yeah, I don't think I ever got a snack.
Nah, I didn't get no snacks. I didn't get no snacks.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I did. It was your stomach. School was a big loss to me.
So you're saying, like, in the old days, let's say, like, the 1800s.
Wasn't that old, but it was close.
And you're basically saying that your school is torture with no snacks. How can you survive in the wilderness for that long?
We just did.
Were we in the wilderness?
Man. Sometimes I thought I was.
Yeah.
It depends on what day.
You know, with your 1800 remark, you're probably going to find a lot of this cut out.
Yeah.
Because he's going to edit you out.
I'm truly offended.
No, we're going to air it all.
That's our job. That's our job is to offend you. Well, and to offend other people.
You two are
built. We're doing a good job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right.
You two are built different in the wilderness. Okay. So let's go back to the Wild West. Like, I feel like my stomach is dry over the 30 minutes that I haven't had my snack.
Okay. So this is when you get back in the room. Yeah. You're really hungry.
Yeah. And I'm like, the minutes felt like days. The days, like the hours felt like weeks. And I'm like, oh, I need my snack. And finally lunch came. And when I say I gobbled the lunch down, I ate like a wild animal. I'm not even joking. And like we have lunch and then recess at the school.
Right.
The kid was like, hey, James, you have food on your shirt. And I usually don't have food on my shirt. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do.
So you ate it off?
Oh, yeah, I ate it off.
James, I got a question. What grade are you in?
I was in first grade.
What grade are you in now?
I'm in fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
Yeah.
You know what I remember about fourth grade?
Mm-hmm.
It was the cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
Cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
You got cinnamon rolls?
Yeah, when we went to the lunch, we'd always get cinnamon rolls. And if you were good, you could always go back and see if they had any extras, and you'd get a second cinnamon roll.
Okay, so I'm going to say something right now. We don't even know what cinnamon rolls are in our school. Do you know why? Because we don't serve those in lunches anymore.
How in the world?
If we see cinnamon rolls, we're like, oh, lucky me.
They made them fresh at Brady Elementary.
See, that's how they did it back in 1800.
They were about this big.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger. You can't say that. I know you're old.
Cinnamon rolls was it, man. I couldn't wait.
Man. Hey, we have something that's called push pops. We do this.
Yeah.
That's our lunch basis. But that's basically what happened. Next up, we got Miss R. So Miss R, actually this was kind of recent because fourth grade happened to switch schools. So this is my new school. The first grade school is my old school. So we're in fourth grade, right? And Miss Roberts had a sub. Happens to be Miss R. Never met her, but all one word, just one word for her that clearly stands out. Clueless. Just gonna drop that down. And so
mic drop moment.
Yeah, mic drop. Okay. Sadly, this mic is attached. And if I unattach it, then that's $500 minus of your equipment out of the $10,000 you spent. Why aren't there lists to tell the teacher what to do instead of disturbing another class?
Hmm.
And the moment that the teacher, like, goes and helps her, takes, like, I don't know, 3 minutes, the kids go wild. Two kids start running around the room playing tag. Like, they're crazy. More kids start throwing pencils in the air. And
that
I'm like,
would have been Randy.
Yeah, that would have been Randy.
Me.
And then we have, what's the kid's name? Let's call him G.
Okay.
So G starts standing up on the table doing a little dance, Papa, and I'm like, I'm just trying to do my agenda, man.
And because you're just being the little angel that you are and probably praying for the rest of the class to calm down, right?
I did not did what you just say.
Really? Okay.
Instead, I was like, when is Miss Browning going to come into the room? Oh. Because I can't write my agenda. Oh. Which, if you don't know, we have to write our daily schedule of what we're supposed to do. And I'm like, why do we have to do that? Like, can't we just, we have something that's called a brain. We can remember that in our knowledge. It's writing across the board. You can just leave it there. But no, we have to write it down. Like, making our lives harder. Like, school ain't even harder. Like,
okay, you got, do you have another, do you have another teacher you want to rant about?
I'm still with Miss R.
Not finished with Miss R.
So, you know how the teachers are supposed to teach the students?
Yeah.
Well, it's the complete opposite when you're in Miss R.
Okay.
So, me and Brayden, we're friends, and I'm like, hey, this teacher's kind of clueless. She wouldn't know if you sit over here. Because we have assigned spots. I like how you say a little cute little angel when I'm doing that. So a girl just turns around and says, I'm telling on you if you do that. I'm like, well, okay. So she starts reading her little notes. And like, I thought she didn't have any notes. Shouldn't she have notes in the how to turn on the computer? I'm like, I don't know. So she starts saying all the instructions. She gives us this cursive thing. I don't know how to do cursive yet because the course inferred to second grade. We don't teach that because, okay, well, that's old handwriting, as we call it. Like, in first grade.
I didn't think they taught it at school at all.
Yeah. In first grade, we call that the 1700s handwriting.
Way back.
All right, you want me to stop there? I'll go back to the dinosaur age.
About back where Donna, Randy's wife.
Ooh. Yeah. That's very sad. No offense.
That was hurtful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. One more time.
Okay. So, continuing, Miss R was like very clueless, like I said. She gives us the spelling sheet. I don't know how to spell in cursive, so I write in print normal handwriting. And I put it in the bucket. Now, she's like, okay, guys, time to write our focus phrase for grammar. And I'm like, we usually copy down the focus phrase. I'm like, well, where is the focus phrase? And all the students were like, you usually write down the focus phrase. I'm like, oh, well, I don't know the focus phrase. So. And then just walks over to her little desk and starts typing on the computer. And us students has to be Blue's Clues style, trying to find where's the focus phrase. Some students think, it's like, oh, it's up there on the whiteboard. I'm like, no, it's not. That's the agenda side of the, like, I don't know what to do. And we end up saying, like, you're supposed to write this down. And the teacher was like, yes, hello, these students say that we have to copy it down. I don't believe them. Like, I don't know why, but adults/teachers, do not believe in children. Why is that? As a child, that mentally breaks me. My heart, it's stabbed a million times. Off subject, but a sub comes in, not going to talk about her because she is not on my script. She's like, oh, I don't believe in you. We're going to do it my way. And like, that's not the schedule. So back to the subject. She asks one of the students to say, hey, I need you to go into Mrs. Ross's room, talking about her later on the rant side, so hope you stay tuned. And I'm like, why do you need a student to ask another teacher that's experienced when you can just believe in the child? We've been here for like, I don't know, around 4 months, I would say. And she, like at that time, it was like 3 months. But she don't believe us. And I'm like, why? Why is that? So the child walks in. And she was like, yeah, Miss Ross says that you need to copy it down. The bell rings, and all the students are like, oh, we have to line up. And I'm like, the teacher's not lining us up. So I open the door, and I show all the students that are lining up to go to this assembly. Excuse me, that you can cut that off, Randy.
Okay.
And because that was very disgusting of me. But continuing, and
On Thanksgiving Day.
Wow. I'm thankful for my burps.
Yeah, apparently.
And the teacher was like, okay, class, time to line up. So everybody lines up. She doesn't know how to take a class out of the room. What do you do when the fire alarm happens? By the way, fire alarm does not happen at that day. And then we line up and go to the assembly. And that's it.
Wow.
So what I'm hearing is when you're not listened to, you become a little bit angry and maybe a little bitterness there, huh? Huh?
Isn't that you when you do your rant?
Well, you know, one of the podcasts you listened to, you said, "Wow, Papa, there's some real knowledge and a whole lot of anger."
Now that's science.
Yeah.
As I like to say it.
A whole lot of anger here.
Yeah. Kind of like you and your volcano in your brain. Have you seen episode 2?
Episode 2?
Yeah.
You've watched them all, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
By the way, you should check out my mom's video. Absolutely awesome. You need to totally watch that. It will blow your mind on stuff.
That one aired yesterday.
Yes.
And so you and I just wanted to do a special one for Thanksgiving Day.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, we only have a couple of minutes. We're going to have to start wrapping up. Can you give me a rave?
Okay.
Yep. You wanted to rave about something, right?
Let's rave about teachers.
Let's end up on a high note. Okay.
Miss Browning, best teacher of all time, very patient and very kind. Miss Bond, same thing, is very kind, very patient. Miss Roberts helps me with my writing because I still have some writing issues.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was very.
I recognize those names. So apparently, you know, you're talking to Pawpaw about those when I come to visit and we get on the phone and we FaceTime and stuff. Yeah. I recognize those names. So they must be really good ones.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Very, very good ones.
I can remember some of the good teachers that I had.
Miss Barron, a.k.a. the principal, very amazing and listens to my thoughts.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, that was fun.
Well,
since this is not the middle part, but I'd like to say this. Make sure you like and subscribe to my channel and his channel.
Okay.
And that would mean a lot to
us. Well, thank you for including us.
And
okay.
Papa needs it a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Hey, let me close, and I'll close with this, okay?
Okay.
I know that one time I actually rode with Randy. He was coming to Dallas, and he was going down on some business, okay? And so he said, hey, you want to ride down? I said, sure, I'll just go and hang out and see James. Grandma couldn't come. She had to stay at the restaurant.
Man, that's sad.
Yeah, I know. And so I got down there, and we all went to dinner. And I'll never forget this story, okay?
Okay.
Because, and I got a point to tell this story real quick, is we were driving along, and it was just your mom and dad. Your dad was driving. Mom was in the front seat. You and I were in the back, and I was listening to you about like I have, you know, during all of this.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll never forget, James, you looked at me and you said, Papa, thank you for listening to me. Do you remember this story?
Yeah, I remember.
No, you don't have to remember.
Sorry. I thought you were saying like it was a recent story.
No, it was many years, several years ago. Okay. But you looked at me and said, Papa, thank you for listening to me because, and you named some people They never listen. They just talk over me. So Pawpaw was very intent to listen then and even to listen now, okay? And one of the things that I would like to do to close the show out is to just simply tell parents and grandparents, your kids and your grandkids can understand and know when you're listening and when you're not. Don't check out on them because they have something to say and it's important to them to say it and it's important for you to hear it. Okay? That's all I've really got to say.
I also like to say something.
You better hurry.
Actually, make sure you like and subscribe. Hope you enjoyed this video.
All right. Well, we're out of here. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.